And 6:06, it is cloudy, some light rain in Tulsa this morning, 71 degrees on our way to 88 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The preliminary hearing for suspects in a quadruple Tulsa murder case will continue today in district court. Marshall Stewart this morning has our recap of yesterday's testimony.
The daughter of one of two men accused of murdering four women at a South Tulsa apartment complex testified that her uncle, and only her uncle, was responsible for the crime. Cedric Poor and James Poor pleaded not guilty to murder charges stemming from the Fairmont Terrace killings. The two brothers are in court for a preliminary hearing. Prosecutors called Cedric Poor's 19-year-old daughter to the stand to testify. During her hour-long testimony, Quashawn Poor recalled a conversation she had with her uncle James in which she says he confessed to murdering the four women. Nearly a dozen witnesses are expected to take the stand during the preliminary hearing, which could take several days. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa sheriff believes inmates ready for prison can be held in the county jails no longer than 45 days. Sheriff Stanley Glanz bases that opinion on a 2007 ruling in Oklahoma County. He says the Department of Corrections forcing counties to keep inmates longer is unfair to jail personnel, citizens, and those behind bars.
Say I'm a young person and I get sentenced to a program such as a boot camp. Well, if I'm sitting in a jail for 6 months, then I can't start that program and I can't get out of prison.
DOC officials disagree, saying the Oklahoma County case impacts only Oklahoma County. Glanz is seeking an order forcing corrections to come and get inmates that have been in the county jail longer than 45 days. The Tulsa World is reorganizing its operation. The newspaper's new owners will trim about 40 positions, with another 10 to be taken off the paper's payroll and moved to corporate accounts. The layoffs are expected in information technology, administration, and production. It'll be phased in over the next several months. Well, another detour this morning on I-244 as you cross the Arkansas River in Tulsa. Eastbound traffic is now on the westbound bridge.
Switching all traffic over to the westbound I-244 bridge over the river, and that will allow the deconstruction of the eastbound bridge to begin.
That is Kenneth Carmon with the Department of Transportation. The new bridge is expected to be finished in 2015. Well, speaking of bridges, the Department of Transportation is defending construction of a $4.5 million bridge in southwest Oklahoma, a bridge that one lawmaker is describing as a bridge to nowhere. ODOT currently is accepting bids for construction of the bridge over the Salt Fork of the Red River near the town of Reed in Greer County. But Oklahoma City Republican Rep. Mike Reynolds is calling on state officials to halt construction of the bridge, claiming it is rarely used and miles away from the nearest paved road. Well, someone is running around Tulsa with a $1 million lottery ticket. Katie Smith with the Oklahoma Lottery Commission says the ticket was purchased in Brookside.
And the Oklahoma Lottery had a large Powerball winner last Saturday night. It was for a $1 million prize. Actually, the winning ticket was sold in Tulsa area at the Food Pyramid.
Now, Smith says the winner will have 180 days to claim the prize. After taxes, it should be worth around $600,000. Our weather forecast, showers off and on throughout the day today. Cloudy and muggy, a high of 88. Tonight, rain chances drop to 30%, 71 for a low. And tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 91. National Weather Service radar showing the heaviest rain showers right along the Interstate 35 corridor north of Oklahoma City. Right now in Tulsa, it is cloudy and 71. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.